BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Good evening. Tonight, when words aren't enough.
He spins Ellen from side to side. She lands in the arms of the monkey.
Tonight, we hear a new approach to audio description, using sounds rather than just words. Audio description is another technique where, until recently, words have been enough. They're used to describe the action on film, stage or television when there's no dialogue to tell us what's going on. But can audio description be an art form in itself? The rationale method has been developed by dancer Nathan Gearing, using sounds based on beatboxing and hip-hop. He's been using it to describe dance and physical movements on stage, and he's been working with the visually impaired theatre company Unseen Suffolk on their new production Tree of Dreams, training members of the company to create the sounds themselves. Our reporter Toby Davey joined the company as they rehearsed.
My name is Nathan Gearing, and I am the creator of the Rationale Method. And what the Rationale Method is, it's an umbrella term for a bunch of unique techniques that can enhance accessibility for people with a range of disabilities, but mainly focusing on visual impairment.
You've done a lot of research into the description and how best to develop the Rationale Method and working with blind and partially sighted people through workshops. From the research, what were visually impaired people telling you about the development of the method? What were they saying? What was their reaction?
Obviously, because it was quite a new concept, it took a moment to get people to grasp how it works. You know, we got people with visual impairment to actually physicalise each sound effect the beatboxer makes. And so, for example, if the majority of people are saying that zip, dum, sounds like a jump, that's what we use for a jump. If they would say whoosh, whoosh, is the sound effect that they would recognise for like a high spin, we would use that for a high spin. If was a low spin, we would use that for a low spin. And so because we've worked with so many people across a period of time, we've created our own language, I guess.
Tree branches rise up into the air. The tree folk look at their paintbrushes, then spin around towards the tree. Ellen joins in as they start to paint the tree, the floor and the air all around them, using long brush strokes and dabbing dots.
My name's Wayne Whitney. I'm one of the founding members of Unseen Suffolk. I've been here right since the beginning.
How did you come up with some of the noises and sounds that you make? Because just been watching a bit of a rehearsal and you're making noises for paint being splashed around and stuff. Yeah. And things like that, and some really fun noises coming out. Yeah. And I wonder, how did you come to the actual noises that you're doing?
Actually, you know, the paint splatter one, Nathan actually taught me how to do that one, but he is the only one that he's taught me sort of how to do.
The woodcutter.
Obviously, the chainsaw, what I actually did incredibly was I actually listened to a clip of it on YouTube.
From somebody who's visually impaired yourself, and probably somebody who's experienced what people might call as traditional audio description, how does the Rationale Method and the sounds compare to traditional audio description?
Well, audio description is obviously an amazing thing for any person with any type of vision impairment. But the sound effects that I do, you know, the ones that Nathan does as well, because they're in a room and they're live, they sound different and they sound more real. But with the audio description added on to that, it makes it sound so much better, and the audio describer can, well, Nathan certainly does, he certainly puts, you know, feeling into and more expression into the words, so it's almost like he's part of the show as well. It adds more feeling to it, it sort of, you know, immerses the audience more into it, definitely.
You've been working with Unseen Suffolk on Tree of Dreams here in Ipswich, a bit of a homecoming for you.
Yeah.
How has the rehearsal process been going, and what do you think you are able to bring to the production?
It has been absolutely incredible to be back in my hometown and to be working on this production with this incredible cast of people. They're absolutely brilliant, and they just inspire me, wow me, and just make me laugh every single day. It's just wicked. It's so great. And the great thing about this is the audio description is for everybody to hear. We're trying to get rid of those barriers of isolation and things. So, and that's the whole dream for audio description, is for it to be a shared experience that can actually enhance accessibility for sighted audiences just as much as visually impaired audiences. The great thing about this production is because a lot of it happens within a dreamlike state, we've been able to use the sound effects in a way that have been almost have like more like an animated and cartoon kind of feel to it.
Tree dweller Sweetheart Eleanor holds her close, ready to tango dance across the stage. They face each other, turn to the side. They face each other, turn to the side. Heels flick and step, flick and step, flick and step, flick and step. They face each other. He spins Ellen from side to side. She lands in the arms of the monkey.
Having experienced the rational method during rehearsals in Ipswich and chatting with Nathan and Wayne, I now fully understand how the method works, using sound to describe what's going on stage. And it's great that the audio description is available for all. I can see where this method of description really works for a play like Tree of Dreams, but I'm not totally sure how it would work for a play where the description has to be added on. But I'm happy to be proved wrong. So what did visually impaired theatregoers make of this new way of describing?
So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you Unseen Suffolk's Tree of Dreams!
Well, I'm severely sight impaired, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I like the way the cast also joined in the audio description, and I thoroughly enjoyed it all. And I didn't have to wear headphones, so it was very good.
Having that audio description over the top of everything else, able to pick up the actions a lot easier. For somebody who is visually impaired, it was a brilliant, brilliant show. Well done.
The audio description today was excellent. I don't think I could fault it, to be honest. That opened my eyes to the things that people who can see, see.
Fran Ling, Kevin Ross and Lizzie Birch ending Toby Davies' report. And that's it for today. You know by now, we always want to hear your views. You can leave them on our phone line, number 0161 836 1338. You can email in touch at bbc.co.uk or go to our website, bbc.co.uk/in touch, from where you can download tonight's and previous editions of In Touch. From me, Peter White, producer Lee Kumutat, and the team, waving hand, smiley face.